Talk.
Marie Smithers, welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine, Refilo. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Okay, the Liquor Products Bill. It seems as though it's sort of a labor of love. Liquor Products Amendment Bill, rather. Are you happy with the outcome after five long years?
Look, I think we need to be clear. This is not the holy grail that we are looking for. This is a bill that is drafted by the Department of Agriculture, and it is intended just to ensure that what we drink legally in terms of, you know, licensed production in the country has got the right ingredients in it, that it is what it says it is, and that certain things are not named beer, for example, which are not beer. So it's really more a product-oriented, a quality control kind of act, and it is very important, but it's not the holy grail, because it's not going to actually change the drinking habits of the country, let's put it that way, because most of the challenges we have around alcohol are in fact people consuming totally legitimately produced liquor products from the big companies like SA Breweries, Distell, and so on. But it does open the opportunity to deal with certain big challenges. There are clauses there, for example, about the importing of alcohol, that you have to have a permit to import anything that has more than 0.5% alcohol. Well, we have quite an interesting problem in South Africa at the moment, where there are little sachets of alcohol coming in from Ghana, Nigeria, and Angola, I think, all of which are 43% alcohol. And these are coming in completely unlawfully and being sold at spaza shops and places that don't have liquor licenses. So this provides the opportunity to deal with that. Whether it will or not is another question, because there is a whole enforcement question.
What else is a good news for you out of this amendment bill? I mean, in terms of content and manufacturing standards and the like.
Well, it's like I said, it is important, because we want to know, anybody who drinks, that if you're drinking something that says it's beer, that it is beer, and that what is in it is correct. I mean, it may seem crazy to some people, but there are certain alcohol products that actually have things like battery acid in them and various other chemicals which you wouldn't normally associate with having in a drink for human consumption. So all of that is intended to prevent that from happening. Again, it comes back, as I said, though, to the issue of enforcement, because if you don't have effective enforcement, then it will, these things will continue to be produced. But like I said, I think the most important thing to understand is that the major challenges around alcohol consumption, the binge drinking, the excessive consumption, and all the associated alcohol-related harms come from drinking regular alcohol. You know, your beers, your Castle lagers, your whiskeys, the regular stuff that is sold by the legitimate businesses like SA Breweries, Distell, and various other companies. And those issues are not going to be dealt with by this bill, this act. They're going to be dealt with by the Liquor Amendment Bill, which is drafted by the Department of Trade and Industry. And that's also been sitting around for 5 years. It was initially submitted to Cabinet in 2016, and we're waiting for it to be passed. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be any movement on that at all, because with the Liquor Products Bill, it actually went to Parliament, went back to the President, back to various places. So you saw movement happening. Mm. Nothing's happening around this bill, unfortunately. But that's the one that's going to change things. That's the one that's going to increase the age of drinking. It's going to control the sale of alcohol from unlicensed outlets. It's going to address issues of operating hours. It's going to address the issues of advertising. And that's the holy grail that we're looking for. That's the one that's really going to make a difference. That's the one that's going to address the challenges we've seen arising around alcohol under COVID.
Thank you so much to you, Maurice. I know you're not feeling very optimistic about it, but I do hope that the move on the Liquor Products Bill will have some impact on the Liquor Amendment Bill in one way or another, even if politically. Maurice Smith is Director of the South African Alcohol Policy Alliance.